You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, keeping you company this evening. We're going to stay in the Old Town neighborhood. With me on the phone right now, Michelle Filipich, who is owner of Avail Solutions. Good evening, Michelle.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
I'm great. And you?
I'm very well. I'm really happy to have you join us. The story just came to my attention today, and I find it very interesting. I always tell my kids and that to find something you love to do and find a way to make money doing it. And you did just that. Why don't you tell us what Avail Solutions is to start with?
Avail's solution is an event planning fundraising company with the focus being on race directing, 5Ks, half marathons, races of that nature. And directing races has always been kind of a passion of mine. Whole premise behind Avail Solutions is that have a full-time person working on one of these races, which they have become more of big, huge events as opposed to just road races like they were back in the day, that you can grow the participation in the community awareness of the nonprofit, and it can support funding a race director. It's a win-win for the race, and it's a win for me because I'm doing something that I love and can make a living out of it.
Absolutely. Now, you came to this, and probably part of the reason you were able to put all those pieces together for Avail Solutions because you had a background in marketing, so you knew how to put all this together, both at Meridian Plumbing for a number of years and at WILX as an account executive.
Right. Yep, I did the media buying for Meridian Plumbing. I was there for 14 years, so I knew a lot of the people in the community in respect to that, and then I worked for Channel 10 for a little over a year and was exposed to it even more so then. So I have, you know, a passion for the marketing side of it as well as making sure that the races go off without a hitch.
And as you just touched on, the idea that you have someone doing this full-time instead of volunteers jumping in when they can must make a huge difference in organizing.
Right. You know, I have done the race directing on the side for some time now. Probably 4 or 5 years I've been doing this, but I've always had a full-time job in addition to doing this. And as many of the race directors can probably contest, it's hard to devote a lot of time to it because you're working on so many other things. So you do the best that you can, and races depend a lot on volunteers. So it's nice to have someone that can focus on it full time and kind of take in the reins, so to speak, to make sure that it goes off well.
This is a relatively new company, and this must have been kind of a leap of faith for you to make this your full-time job.
Certainly. I do realize that it's going to take some time to get it off the ground. I've been overwhelmed with the amount of inquiries from people that actually need help, mostly in respect to marketing of the races, to grow participation and awareness in the community. But yeah, it was definitely a leap of faith to leave a good paying job to start something that I love. But, I have said this before. I would rather, you know, take a go at it and have it fail than to have never tried at all.
Absolutely. You and I had just a few minutes to talk earlier this afternoon. Runners love to run. I mean, they talk about the runner's high. So we also spoke about how many races there are today versus a decade ago in the Lansing area.
Yeah, there's probably about 140 races of varying degrees, even just in the greater Lansing, mid-Michigan market. In comparison to only having, you know, 20 or 25 organized races, probably even just 10 to 15 years ago, and that the races have evolved from just being people that go out and run to these major events where there's awards and entertainment and things of that nature as well. So it's a growing market, and the demographic is changing constantly as well.
Who is the largest group of folks, is it easy to say, who are joining this running movement and running frequently in these races?
Well, interestingly enough, Playmakers has just started a women's 50-plus race series or race program where they have four events a year And they cap that program out at 500 participants every session, and it fills up. So, I mean, there's just that segment alone, you know, the women 50 plus, is growing, and, it's amazing to me. And I honestly think from working these races and seeing who's registering that there's far more women joining the running groups than there has been in the past. It was primarily kind of men focused back, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
What do you love about running?
Well, running for me is just a really, you know, it's just a release. I mean, it's how I relax, how I de-stress from a long day, and it's, you know, addicting. And the people that I've met from starting to run, you meet different people, you meet so many different people with different backgrounds, and it doesn't matter how fast or how slow you are. It's like if you're a runner and you love it, you're just accepted into the group. And I've met the most wonderful and giving people over the last 5 or 6 years since I started getting into this. It's been amazing.
Wow. I've got about a minute left, but I just wondered, you know, what are some of the things you're working on right now? Are there several races coming up in the area?
Of the races in the, there's, I'm probably involved with 7 or 8 races locally. And then there's some that are, I have one that I'm working on in Crystal Mountain. A few of them that are up and coming. The exciting is a new half marathon out in Portland. I'll be directing the Sparrow, Women's Working Wonders 8K 5K this year, which we're expanding. But there's quite a few. Some of them helping do the marketing for. Some of them I'll be directing. There's just a lot of them out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, I do hope, Michelle Filipich, that you will keep us posted on races coming up so we can let our listeners know and let them know where they can join in if they want to.
Certainly, and Avail Solution does have a Facebook page, and I'd like to keep up-and-coming things posted on there, so it'd be a good place for people that are interested in knowing what's going on to go on and find that page.
Super. And I'll spell Avail for him. It's A-V-A-I-L. Michelle Filipich, owner of Avail Solutions, thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.